We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's nice to have sports on TV and something to talk about, live sports to react to on CBS Sports Radio, Sirius XM Channel 206, CBSSportsRadio.com, the Radio.com app, that I'm able to talk to you, multitask, and toggle the PGA Championship, the Stanley Cup playoffs, the NBA bubble, Major League Baseball. It's a sensory overload, and it's really a shock to the system for me after the wasteland we were living in for months where we were just waiting for sports to come back, wondering if they would come back. Anxious that they wouldn't. Nervous, fearful, in my case, that they wouldn't, scared that they wouldn't. And to have a weekend where there's a golf major on the line and baseball's in full swing, even with the Cardinals still stuck in purgatory because of all their positive tests. I've got almost supreme confidence that the NBA will crown a champion and that we'll have a Stanley Cup champion. I mean, all of that is raising my spirits and doing a lot to kind of keep me in a positive, vibrant sort of space where I can still have some enthusiasm inflected in my voice and in my mood when I go about my life and my career, which is obviously talking to you on the weekends here on CBS Sports Radio. But, you know, I got to be totally frank and upfront with you. You know, you can see the storm clouds coming with college football, which means a lot to me. I'm a huge college football fan. I would say I was a college football fan or an intense diehard college football fan before I was an NFL fan. I would say the first, now I always loved, for as long as I've been able to have conscious thought and have been able to, you know, trace back my earliest memories and earliest thoughts, sports have always been a part of it. But when I really started to invest time in learning and reading and watching sports, college football was right there at the very beginning. And so to have to cope with and deal with the threat of there not being a college football season with this Mid-American Conference announcement today that they're not going to play in the fall, the first FBS conference to do so, it is in one respect sort of paralyzing because it stops you dead in your tracks. All the positive momentum that we have here is a reminder that we're still living in a pandemic, and one of the things we love, college football, could either be put off or canceled altogether. And so, you know, that kind of has me a little bit down and at least balances out all of the fun I've had today watching the golf and watching some of the other sports. But what I really wanted to talk about here is not so much, you know, are the conference commissioners and the athletic directors going to put up the red light, put up the stop sign and put an end to college football this fall? Because that conversation is going to live on and a lot of people are going to have thoughts on that. And I think it's a really important conversation and one that is both entertaining and can be enlightening if done the right way. But I don't want to do that right now, because I've got something else that's top of mind, and I'm curious to hear what you have to say about it at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. And that is, how do we, as college football fans, I'm going to lump myself in there, put myself right in that bag, how do we feel about players opting out? I'm very interested in getting college football fans' take on what we're seeing done even before the power conferences, the Power Five, can render a decision on what's going to happen this fall. We've got schedules and we've got still tentative plans. I mean, they're laid out like they're concrete, but we know this is a very fluid situation, and all it takes really probably is one big conference to say we're not going to play to ruin everything or cancel everything. And so as that plays out, you have some of the best players in college football who have decided in the last few days to take matters into their own hands. And that kind of individualism, that kind of personal decision-making, where college athletes have decided to recognize what they are playing for, what they have on the line, what their risk-reward is, this is still kind of an innovative, new sort of mindset. I mean, this is something that it's not, you know, and we'll get to specific examples in a second. This is not something that is totally foreign, but it's also now, I think, it's uncharted waters in its new territory in a certain way. We have seen players, more and more players in college football have decided that when the three-year waiting period is up between high school and going to the NFL, more and more guys are leaving early. The early entrant list for the NFL draft grows and gets bigger and bigger every year. More and more players are deciding, you know, I'd rather put my body on the line and get paid for it than play my redshirt junior year or my senior season. More and more, not even just first-round picks. We're talking about just draftable players are saying, I'll take my chances in the NFL and getting paid, even if it means I'm a mid-round or late-round pick. We're also seeing a growing number of players who say that bowl game at the end of the year, what's the point? We're not playing in the national championship. We're not playing in the college football playoff. I don't care if it's the Sugar Bowl or the Orange Bowl. It's not worth it to stop the college football season, wait a month, train for this, play one game that is a glorified exhibition game, and then start my draft prep. More and more players are getting a head start on that. And first they were ostracized and maybe criticized, guys like Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey. But now it's very common. And because so many players are doing it, I think we're, at least from my vantage point, we're more tolerant or more accepting of it. What's happening now, Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio, with some of the best players in college football electing to opt out of this season before it even starts is a new decision. To focus on your draft prospects before your last college football season even starts is new. And so what guys are doing is they are, of course, saying that it is a pandemic and the college football season is very much in doubt. And there's all kinds of reasons to think it might not happen. I'm not even going to stress myself out or worry about it. I'm just going to wave goodbye to it right now and focus on myself and not my school and not my team. And we've seen, okay, it's not a huge number. And there might be more. We've already seen, by my count, okay, we have already seen the best corner In college football, Caleb Farley at Virginia Tech opt out. We have already seen the best linebacker in college football, Micah Parsons at Penn State, opt out. We have already seen the best defensive tackle, Jalen Twyman at Pitt, opt out. You could have, if, now the draft board is obviously subject to change, but as of August 8th, 2020, if you went and looked at every draft board of all 32 teams, the number one corner, the number one defensive tackle, and the number one linebacker have already said sayonara to college football. And I want to know how you feel about that. Because even if we get college football this, and you know what? I'm not done. How about Bateman at Minnesota, the wide receiver? He's not number one. He's not the best wide receiver in the draft. If you look at some of these draft rankings and draft evaluations that are already getting a head start on next April, next May, he is a first round pick wide receiver. He's a top five. So there hasn't been a Trevor Lawrence yet. There hasn't been a Justin Fields. I mean, those would be the two names that would really tip the scales and would cause college football. That would startle college football because those are the two biggest names at the most important position going into this season. But I do think that this is something that college football fans have mixed feelings on. And the reason why there's so many mixed feelings on it is obvious. Because there's conflict in play. There's selfish interest. There's what is best for the team I root for. I am a Virginia Tech fan. I want my shutdown corner. I want the college football equivalent of Stephon Gilmore or Darrell Revis. I want that guy on my team. I want somebody that can take away the other team's number one wide receiver. If we're going to have the kind of season I'm hoping for or dreaming of, we need a player who's that good. So that is the selfish part of it. Then you have the human side of it, which is twofold. It's hard to criticize somebody's personal decision in the middle of a pandemic when health and safety is weighing on people. And there's also asking yourself, if you were this player or if you were this player's parent, could you see yourself advising him or recommending him to do the same thing? And that, I think, is the tricky part for the college football fan, because I don't have enough information to say I would do one or the other. But I do think I have enough information based on what's happening in the world right now and based on what's going on with college football right now to say, if I were Caleb Farley's parent or if I was Micah Parsons, I would at least have considered it. What are my options? My family comes first. I have an opportunity here where I can go out and make millions of dollars next year. What do I have to gain by attempting to play college football where I'm not going to be paid in the middle of a pandemic? I can always go back and get my degree if I have to. I can make a promise to myself. So many athletes have gone back and gotten their diploma. I can do that. I'm going to have enough money where I can go and do that on my own 2 or 3 years from now. Heck, I can even take online classes this fall while I'm working out and concentrating on getting ready for the draft. I could probably do both. Just not going to take part in team activities, and I'm not going to play in games. I'm not going to travel. I'm not going to put myself in that environment. I'm going to put myself in my own bubble. And I'm going to use that bubble to get ready for the NFL. I'm not saying that that's what I would do or that's what I would tell my son to do, but it would at least be something I would consider. So I don't, everybody has, it's everyone's own prerogative. Everybody has their own decision to make. But I guess I can't see myself being critical or being angry if I can take the emotion out of it, if I can somehow get out of the world, the warped world, where all I care about is my college football team competing for national championships. If I can look at it objectively for 1 minute, what these guys have decided to do by opting out now, I don't look at it as selfish. I don't look at it as a quitter's mentality. It's arguably a good business decision. We'll see based on how it affects their draft stock. This is kind of a new frontier. And from a health and safety standpoint, I think you're safer by yourself than you are around a bunch of college students. Now, I know what you're going to say, and it is true. A lot of these college football players are testing positive, and not a lot of them are getting sick. We're not seeing trips to the hospital. We're not seeing ventilators. We're not seeing serious sickness, but they can take it home and give it to others. That's something to consider. And also starting and stopping and starting again, if that's what the college football season does, is it even worth it? So I'm curious for college football fans how you feel about star players opting out. Right decision to make, wrong decision to make? Is it quitting on a team? Is it showing a selfish side? Is it something that is worthy of criticism and complaint? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I'd love to get your thoughts. As we've seen in the last 72 hours, the best corner in college football, the best corner prospect in college football, the best linebacker prospect in college football, the best defensive tackle prospect in college football, one of the best wide receivers in college football have all opted out. Do you take umbrage? Do you take issue with that? Do you think it's going to water down the college football season too much? If you take the star NFL players out of college football, is it still a good product? My answer is yes. Because I think college football fans care way more about the names on the front than the names on the back. And as long as they're not, you know, FCS level, intramural level players, there's still going to be a massive amount of interest in college football. It's not a star sport, an athlete-driven sport like, say, the NBA. So I want to know how you feel about guys opting out, taking matters into their own hands. The Big Ten and these conferences can discuss and debate all they want. They can vacillate and they can get together in a room or in a virtual room and they can ruminate on this all they want, but some high-level NFL prospects aren't waiting. They're making their decision now and they're not going to play. And what are your thoughts on that? Good move, bad move, selfish move, quitter's mentality? Would you tell your kid to do the same thing? If you were in that situation where you had millions of dollars available to you and it was that close available to you next spring, would you even play college football? And I wonder if this is going to be something that becomes rampant and we're going to see even in non-pandemic situations. And maybe enough of it will happen where the NFL will just repeal its 3-year wait rule and let guys go into the NFL maybe after their freshman year or even out of high school, which would be wild, but who knows? This might be the vehicle of change. This might motivate the NFL to change its policy. 855-212-4CBS. How do you feel about some of the best players in college football opting out already? Do you expect more of it? Are you upset by it? 855-212-4227. Andrew Filippone coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. 855-212-4227. On Twitter, at CBS Sports Radio. My personal Twitter is the name of the show. The Pony, P-O-N-I, Express. How do you feel about star college football players opting out? Your opinions can be heard next on the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Pony Express. Here's Andrew Filippone.
That's right, and our toll-free number is 855-212-4227. It's sponsored by Geico. Did you know that Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. 69 NFL players opted out, took the NFL up on their offer to for high-risk guys. I think it's $300,000 to sit out the 2020 season, but the deadline for that has come and gone. So it was not a flood of players who did it, and no huge name players that are really all-pro level superstar players for the NFL. I think you have to wonder if the conference commissioners don't pull the plug on fall college football themselves, if some of the star players will do that for them. And we've already seen a few guys do it. Caleb Farley, best corner prospect in the draft. Jalen Twyman, best defensive tackle prospect. Micah Parsons, best linebacker prospect. Rashad Bateman, one of the best wide receivers in the draft. They've all opted out. And that number could get bigger. There's no set deadline for the college football player to do it. If college football does, as many expect it, to move back to the spring, unless the NFL moves to the spring too, or the NFL pushes back its draft in 2021 season, which I think that's a lot to ask for, unless all of that happens, then I think you'll see an unbelievable and incredible amount of players opt out for this season. If it's played in the spring, I think the vast majority of draft-eligible players won't play because it'll be too much football in too little time, and they will focus, I think, way more on getting ready for the scouting combine and training camps that summer. NFL training camps that summer. So, but we're not there yet. We're talking about guys opting out for fall football because that's still, as of this moment, what the Power 5 schools and Power 5 conferences have said they're going to do. Their schedules are out for the fall, subject to change, we know. And the MAC news today isn't exactly something that gives us a lot of optimism. How do you feel about star players opting out? Is it selfish? Is it a quitter's mentality? Do you think those guys should get a scarlet letter when they go into the NFL, that it should negatively affect their draft stock? 855-212-4227 is the number. Here is Mike in Charlotte on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? I got hey, 2 points.
Sure.
First one is I don't think any of the players that are opting out for the fall are on teams that are good. I mean, they're going to be, you know, in the playoff hunt.
And you don't think Penn State was going to be in the playoff hunt? Really?
No.
Why not?
High State's too strong.
So only one Big Ten team every year is in the playoff hunt?
No, but they're on the same side.
Well, there is no. Okay. Well, 1 year Penn State won the entire Big Ten, and Ohio State went to the college football playoff as the second place team. So I don't.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they
haven't been there.
Well, Penn State was going to start the season ranked in the top 10, anyways.
Yeah.
Your point is what?
Oh, that was my first point. I don't think any teams that the players that are on the teams have had a shot. And the second point is, all seniors could opt out, right? Why wouldn't all seniors opt out?
Because not every single one of them is going to be a third or fourth round draft pick?
Yeah, I'm talking star players. Why even play a senior season, I'm saying? Why won't all star players opt out if they're stars, if they're going to be a first round draft pick or a top 10, top 20, right?
Well, we don't know yet. Maybe some of them will.
No, I'm talking take COVID away.
Yep.
You know, why you would? I would think you'd have more star players opting out to not get hurt for the draft.
Well, I think that there's the possibility in the future of that happening.
Yeah, I agree. I just think it's not a team mentality. I think it's a bad call, but I think that's the youth today.
So you think it's a young person's problem?
I just think that's the mentality of the kids today. They want to get paid.
Well, is that a bad mentality?
Yeah. You're in a team sport. They're not wrestling. They're not playing tennis. They're not playing golf. They're in a team sport. That's how I take it.
So do you feel that way about any player who leaves early for a draft in basketball, in football? If a guy at Duke leaves after 1 year to go play in the NBA, do you look at him as...
No, that's the rules, isn't it? That's the rules, though, right? Yeah, I don't like it.
Okay.
I feel that way in basketball too, right?
So you think you think every player should do 4 years of college before he goes and plays in the NBA?
I don't think 4 years.
Well, then what's your cutoff?
I mean, depends on the sport, I guess.
All of these guys have played 1 or 2 years of college football. Every single one of them who has opted out. Yeah.
I still think it's a good team mentality, though. I think it's a me mentality, right?
Okay, I'm still when it's a sport where you are trying to build a career and make a living. I guess I'm struggling to figure out why the me mentality is wrong or bad.
It's 1 year.
Well, yeah. Tell that to the Lattimore kid from South Carolina who stayed for one more year, had another knee injury, and never ended up having an NFL career because of it.
It's not the norm, though. You know
what isn't the norm?
A player getting hurt in their career because they've stayed and played.
Yeah, right? I don't know. I mean, Nick Bosa bailed on Ohio State midway through last season, was still the number two pick in the draft, and almost won a Super Bowl with the 49ers. I don't know. I mean, it's easy for us when we're on the outside to criticize kids who are playing just on scholarship and the perks, which are great, of scholarship athletes. It's easy for us to say you're selfish, you don't have a team mentality when it's not us. When we're not taking on the risk, I think it's super easy for us to get on their case when we're not the ones that have, you know, decisions weighing on us that could cost us literally millions upon millions of dollars. Here is Steve in Wisconsin on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Steve.
Hi. I have to agree with the previous caller. If I'm an NFL GM, I'm downgrading these guys because these are the kind of guys who typically a two-week injury becomes a four-week injury.
How do you know that?
Well, Leonard Fournette. I mean,
How about Christian McCaffrey? He did the same thing. Is he that type of guy?
Well, he's missed a lot of games. I mean, I wouldn't say he's...
He has? When?
Several games. I don't have the exact stats in front of me. I'm not.
So you think? So you're saying there's proof that guys who have skipped bowl games have faked or have extended injuries in the NFL?
There's no way to prove that definitively. I'm just stating.
But that's how you started. You said that guys had, and I'm trying to figure out who those players are. I'm giving you names, and now you're saying that you might be wrong. I'm confused.
Okay, I can't. Okay, McCaffrey, you have a point on McCaffrey. I'm thinking mainly of Leonard Fournette, but I can't name others. I'm just saying in general, these guys would not achieve their superstar status without the help of their teammates. The DB from Virginia Tech, he needs the defensive line to put pressure on the quarterback. He needs his two teammates to do their job in order for him to shine. Football is the ultimate team sport.
Well, then, by your logic, every single guy should stay for 4 years and play every game, exhaust every game of eligibility because they're all in it together, based on your point.
Here's the thing.
No player should ever leave early then. Every guy should play 4 years of college basketball and college football before they go to the pros, by that logic.
These universities have promoted these guys. These universities have built them up and given them exposure.
So that's what they owe them? That's what they owe them back?
Yes.
So if I'm a running back and I've only got so many carries on my body, I owe it to my school to give them 150 carries a year before I go play in the NFL.
Well, I don't know any coach that's going to burn out his kid and ruin his draft.
Oh, really? Where are you, Wisconsin? You don't think they burnt out running backs there?
I think our running backs have done pretty well in the pros.
Okay, so you don't think Ron Dayne was burnt out by the time he got to the NFL?
Ron Dayne was overrated.
He was only college football's all-time leading rusher when he graduated. He was not.
Against Northwestern and Indiana, when he played Michigan and Ohio State, he had 50 yards on 23 carries.
So do you think Jonathan, do you think Taylor's a jerk for not staying all 4 years?
No, I don't.
Well, he quit on his team, Steve, by your logic. He left. He needs the offensive line. He needs the quarterback. He needs the wide receivers to be good, and he left them high and dry.
Okay,
Right?
I get your point. We're just going to agree to disagree.
No, we're not, because you're not applying the same. You're castigating and denigrating others, and at the same time, you're excusing similar behavior. When is it okay to leave and put your professional career ahead of your college career? I've never for the life of me understood why some people think if you have a scholarship, you owe that school all 4 years. And if that means it's costing you millions of dollars or delaying your ability to make millions of dollars, well, too bad. We don't demand that or ask that out of anybody else in any other profession, really. It's not like these college football players who are opting out right now are getting into the season. The season is underway. They're 3 or 4 games in. The coach and the players are depending on this guy, and he says, you know what? I've had enough. I quit. The season hasn't even started. The season might not even happen. So I don't see how you can. I'm miffed by that, by the last two callers. Maybe you agree. A lot of future first-round picks have already opted out of the college football season. Are they quitters? Is it a selfish mentality? What do you think? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227.
This is the Pony Express. Here's Andrew Filippone.
Yes, it is. And thank you for spending some time with me on this Saturday afternoon. Coast to Coast, CBS Sports Radio, Sirius XM Channel 206. Played on smart speakers like Alexa. Your home office, your garage, your living room, wherever you want, CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about college football players taking matters into their own hands and some of the best NFL prospects for 2021 opting out. They're not waiting for the power brokers of college football to make an ultimate decision on 2020. They're going their own way. And I am being fair to those players. I don't think that they're quitting. I don't think that it's selfish. I think if I were in their shoes, if I was a guy in my early 20s who had planned on going into the 2021 draft, given the uncertainty of this college football season, I would absolutely be weighing my options. I would think about not playing too. How much am I going to get out of training for a team goal when maybe it's 50-50 at best that we're even able to pull off a season? And so if I might not even get an opportunity to achieve my team goal, I might as well put all my eggs in my individual goal basket, which would be getting drafted and setting my family up for years to come. And giving myself a head start on my professional career. I'm not sure if that's the right call. Time will tell, but I don't see it as something that should lead to criticism of those players. But let's see what you think. Here's Ian in Minnesota on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Ian.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
When you brought up my guy Bateman, my first thought was, I'm a huge Gophers fan.
Mm-hmm.
My first thought was, man, that's going to suck. But they're starting to find all sorts of permanent lung damage and heart damage and everything else associated with COVID. Probably the smartest decision he's made in his young life so far. Was opting out and concentrating on the pros, especially with all the other positives we've seen coming out of Big 12, SEC, and everything like and ACC.
Well, and thanks, Ian. I don't know. I guess the cynic in me wonders about the true motive for these guys opting out, if it's because they're really concerned about their own personal health. I'm not sure that they are. Now, you got to go case by case. Maybe Bateman has a family member or a parent or somebody close to him who has an underlying condition, or he feels like even if he's living on a college campus, he eventually is going to make contact with that person, or he doesn't want to be closed off or away from that loved one for too long. That part of it, I guess, it's almost private. Like it's not always necessary or required that the player says, okay, this is my family situation and therefore I'm opting out for that reason. Some disclose that information, others don't. Others disclose it because they want to have that shield. They want to have that reason that keeps them out of kind of the critical zone. I think it's more just my opinion, my guess, is that it has more to do with the fragile state of the college football season. And that these guys are thinking, why should I train for the team when the team might be disbanded and told to go home any day now? I mean, if you go by what the college football insiders are saying about the Big Ten, their season might get pushed back to the spring tonight. And the spring is when guys get drafted, and the spring is when guys go through the NFL combine. So for those players who are thinking about the 2021 draft, draft first, college football second. Mark in Cleveland on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Mark.
Hey, I only got 1% of my battery, so let's go. So check this out. It's deeper than what everybody's thinking on. I train athletes out of Northeast Ohio. I won't call my company's name out. It is what it is. But we train a lot of the top players that come out of Northeast Ohio, and they get into college and they go pro. I train like 4 guys in the NFL right now. My thing is, what you have to understand is, from high school, these kids are marketed at a level. Adults leverage themselves to promote a kid. Therefore, yep. That kid has a stage and a self-feel of entitlement, which I'm not even mad at the kid for. But what happens is the adults sometimes misuse it. And so kids, especially African-American kids, because you got to understand, in these sports we're talking about, basketball and football, are the only sports that African-American or kids have to go to college for. Because all the other sports you ain't got, you can go straight to the pro. I can go to the Army and not have to do a year. I can go straight to the Army out of high school and put my ultimate life on the line. But my point is, with that being said, these kids have grown up to have some form of self-entitlement because of how their ability is. There is no I in team. There is a team sport, and there's some selfishness in it. But there's a me component. What can this kid do for me, for my team to be better?
Okay, I got you, Mark. I'm only letting you go because we're starting to run out of time here. That is true for college football. That is less true for college basketball, what you're saying. If a player wants, and we'll see it with another one of the Ball kids, the LeVar Ball kids in the draft coming up, you don't, even though there's no straight to high school for the NBA, you don't have to go play college basketball. You can go play in Australia. You can go play in Europe like Brandon Jennings did. You can go play in the G League. It is the road less traveled, but we are starting to see more and more guys do it. So you don't have to. It's not a requirement to go play college basketball for a year and pretend like you're serious in education when you're not. Here is Colin in Wisconsin on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Colin.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Thanks for having me on. I love the show.
Thank you.
So what I was going to say is, first off, to some of the other callers, it's just been hard to listen to some of them. I mean, Wisconsin has destroyed running backs. Monty Ball, as you mentioned, Ron Dane, John Clay. So whatever, that's not important. But the fact of the matter is, it's none of our business what these guys decide to do with their lives. I'll admit I haven't been the most careful about COVID as I maybe should be, or people recommend we are, and I don't, and that's my choice, and it's not always the right choice. But it's not our business what someone decides to do with their career, their marketability.
Yeah, well, right. I hear what you're saying. I do think timing is relevant here. You know, it is our business because it's sports and that's what we care about. And I'm in the sports business, even if it's on a kind of a tangential kind of way, because I'm talking about it. I'm not active in it. But I think timing is important. If somebody is electing to not play college football a month before the very shaky expected start or projected start of the season, I don't think that that is in any way leaving a team high and dry. I don't think that that is, that's, you know what, on second thought, this whole thing might not even happen, and I've got a draft that's down the line too. I might as well get a head start on that and not even go through the aggravation and the anxiety and the questioning of a college football season. It's not worth it for me. So that to me is entirely different from, let's say a guy just decided, there was a Darius Butler, I think was the guy's name. The Bills defensive back who at halftime said, I don't want to play anymore. Like that's Vontae Davis. Thank you. I don't know why I threw Darius Butler under the bus like that. Oops. Vontae Davis said, I don't want to play anymore. That, I think, is quitting. Like that, you say, well, a guy, respect his decision. It's none of our business. Yeah, that to me is, that has a different odor to it. That is a different scent to it. That is a different smell to it than what these, many of these top draft prospects are attempting to do or have already done by opting out of what is now a very questionable college football season. Okay, big thank you to Ryan Hickey, Erica Herskowitz, and everybody who contributed in the show and participated today. Conversation continues on Twitter at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.